WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says he's always resisted new technology, but once his resistance breaks down, he becomes captivated by it. A new series of CD-ROMs, Classics for Dummies, seems to have been made with people like him in mind.
My mother was the first person in her neighborhood to get a telephone, a radio, and a car. But I didn't follow so easily in her adventurous footsteps. I was once convinced that computers meant the end of good writing. Now I couldn't live without one. Same with email. When was it I was sneering at CD-ROMs? Who needs pictures to listen to music? What does it mean to listen interactively? And frankly, given my track record, I was nervous just about the process of installing the discs on my computer. But I'm head over heels over EMI's series of Classics for Dummies. The installation turned out to be pretty simple, and though you can treat these CD-ROMs as ordinary compact discs and just listen to them, the interactive stuff is great fun. You can read a fairly snappy biography of each composer. You can click on certain outlined words and see pictures of parents, hometown, or a famous concert hall. You can read a detailed but comprehensible second-by-second play-by-play of what you're listening to as the seconds tick off in a corner of the screen. And each disc has one short piece during which you can look at a score and actually choose which instrument you want to hear. You can even play conductor and change the tempo. Eventually, you'll even be able to change the instrumentation. This Classics for Dummies series derives from the best-selling books that explain in ordinary language such esoteric subjects as the internet, personal finance, golf, and wine. Each of the 24 CD-ROMs so far is devoted to a single composer, and the information is helpful, though there are some factual errors and typos which I'm told are being corrected. Some of the writing is a little condescending. Does anyone really need to be warned, and I quote from the Beethoven disc, not to slip in a T into the title of the Third Symphony, that it's eroica, not erotica? But I haven't found much of that lowest common denominator. There's about an hour of music on each disc, so we get only single movements or short pieces. The Wagner disc includes only overtures and brief orchestral selections. But the choices are astute. Most of the performers from the rich catalog of Angel Records are pretty classy. Violinists Nathan Milstein and Joseph Suk, pianists Claudio Arrau and Annie Fischer. Carlo Maria Giulini conducts Beethoven and Verdi. Simon Rattle conducts Prokofiev and Stravinsky. Klaus Tennstedt conducts Mahler. If we don't get the complete Mozart clarinet concerto, at least we get the sublime slow movement, and in my favorite performance, by Jack Brimer with Sir Thomas Beecham and the Royal Philharmonic.